USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The newest mask guidelines from the CDC say Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can take off their masks. But it is hard to tell if someone has had their shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells Fox News Sunday, people really have to be honest.
If you are vaccinated, we are saying you are safe, you can take off your mask, and you are not at risk of severe disease or hospitalization from COVID-19. If you are not vaccinated, you are not safe.
Some states and retailers are keeping mask mandates in place for the time being. According to a health official in Germany, it is possible that booster shots may be needed against the coronavirus sometime next year. Officials say the virus and the variants will be hard to beat. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
At least 33 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes on three different buildings in Gaza City. It was the deadliest single attack in a week of fighting. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, 20 women and children were among the dead. Hamas is still launching rockets into Israel. On Saturday, IDF Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conrigas told reporters that Hamas is actually the target.
We do not want civilians killed. We do not seek their harm. We are trying our best to operate only against the military, only against terrorist infrastructure.
President Biden spoke on Saturday with the Israeli Prime Minister and the Palestinian President. Members of the UN Security Council are meeting to talk about the hostilities in the Middle East. In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Health officials in Gaza say the recent Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly three dozen Palestinians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A congressman from South Dakota is speaking out on co-sponsoring a bill to end extra federal unemployment benefits. USA Radio's Dan Araki reports.
Nearly a third of states have made moves to end the additional federal unemployment benefits, cutting the extra weekly $300 payments. Many believe that the extra benefits were a contributing factor to the disappointing April jobs report. Congressman Dusty Johnson is a co-sponsor of a bill that would end the additional benefits on the federal level. The South Dakota Republican tells Fox News that the April jobs numbers were so bad because the government is still paying people to stay home.
Not a single day goes by where I don't get a call from South Dakota business owners who are trying to hire, but they are not getting applications. These are not people offering minimum wage jobs. They are much better than that. And it's not just a South Dakota problem. We saw last month's hiring numbers were anemic. Economists thought we'd add 1 million jobs. Instead, we only added 260,000. And it's because it's government's fault. We are paying people in many cases more to stay home than to work. We have to change that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A block of glacier ice dislodged and hit a two-person climbing team in Alaska's Denali National Park. One person was killed and the other was injured. The surviving climber alerted park officials by using a satellite communication device. Officials have not yet released the names of the two men. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.